Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Over the weekend, my wife and daughter were out of town at a band trip, and I found myself home alone on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was looking for something to eat. I was too lazy to go get something. I went up into the cabinet. I found the peanut butter. Uh-huh. And there was, we were out of honey, which is what I normally use with it.
Yeah.
So I looked up and there was a big thing of Nutella.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, peanut butter and Nutella sandwich will work great.
It's a Reese's peanut butter cup with bread.
Now the Nutella, as I unsealed it, it had never been opened before. Still had the foil on it.
That gold foil. But that's because it's made of gold.
I looked at the cap and it expired in June of 2022.
Wow.
So I was faced with a dilemma because I'm like, well, if it had been open before, I don't think I would eat this. But since it's been sealed, and it didn't say expire, it said Best Buy. But still, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah. What is wrong with you people? How does like a whole tub of Nutella stay that long in your house without you eating it?
Yeah, unopened.
Unopened.
For 3 years.
There's something wrong. You need to go to the doctor.
So how was it?
It was fine, I think. To my knowledge, it didn't hurt me, but I did make the sandwich. But this is something that we deal with a lot, and we may not even know we're dealing with it. It turns out that a couple of grocery stores have actually faced fines for selling out-of-date food.
Yeah, it happens.
It does happen. And they actually ask people about whether or not they throw away food because of these dates. Mm-hmm. And they say the average adult throws away $20 worth of groceries every month, which sounds low to me.
I would agree. Yeah.
And half of them said the food just expires before they can get to it. A third of them forget it's in the fridge, and one quarter of them don't check the use-by dates, or they misjudge portion sizes, so they get more than they can actually eat.
I get tricked with, first of all, kids, they will sit there and they'll start eating Lucky Charms, and all of a sudden, that's not the cereal anymore. They go into Frosted Flakes, and you've already stocked up on four boxes of Lucky Charms.
But you should be used to that and stop buying a dozen boxes.
It takes me about three or four decades to figure that out.
But once you do plan that way, then it runs out really quickly, and then everybody's upset. Why didn't you buy more?
Well, yeah.
Then they have to wait until you go to the store.
Then the BOGOs get me, because I'm like, okay, and because potato chips are like $9 a bag now. I'm like, oh, let's go BOGO. They're only $2.50 now if you go BOGO and you buy six of those.
You're bad at math, too.
Well, I know.
Well, Best Buy date is kind of tricky, too, because I had this over the weekend with balsamic glaze, and the Best Buy date was like 2024. And I was like, that's not that long ago. Turns out with balsamic glaze, it does count.
Does it?
It was super acidic. It was not good. I still ate it all, though.
I got a box of Fruity Pebbles that's February 24.
You'd be fine. It's not as crunchy.
Yeah, chewy. You know, Tom, I used to be an auditor for a grocery store chain.
That's right.
And we, the products that had our name on it, we had to check because we would travel around and do inventory of stores.
Ooh, right.
You wouldn't believe how much is expired sitting on a shelf. I always, whenever I buy anything, I look at the date.
What do they do with, what do the grocery stores do with it if it's out of date?
We throw it in a cart and give it to the manager and write them up for it, A, for...
Oh, I was just wondering, do you give it, like, to homeless people or something?
I don't
something,
know. We left it with the stores. I don't know what they did. We just made sure it was off the shelf.
That's terrible. This is expired and no one wants it here.
You hungry?
That's awful.
Two-thirds of people admit they threw away the food because they weren't sure whether it's safe to eat. That's the worst feeling because you're like, it looks okay, it smells okay, but if you eat it, you're going to be worried the whole time.
Or you have to do the little taste test where, you know... You eat like that. That Frito that ain't crispy anymore, and it's almost got like a soft consistency to it, and tastes a little funky.
It's just better for digestion.
Well, they're talking about making barcodes on the food that would work with an app, so it would tell you, send you a notification when it's about to expire, so you could eat it before it expires.
I think it's a great idea. I think another great idea, because this is what the store's doing already, if it's about to be expired, they put it on sale. And if you went to the checkout, and if it was close to the expiration date, you got 50 cents off or a dollar off because it's about to be expired. Because sometimes they'll do that.
They'll do that for the meat, but I've never seen it for like
bread sometimes. But I'm like, for the processed stuff is what I'm thinking.
True. Well, this app is an interesting idea because your phone, you know, you're getting ready to make dinner and it'll give you a little beep and go, hey, your salmon's about to go bad if you don't use it tonight. And then you choose, all right, let's have the salmon tonight. Mm-hmm. It could save you money. But I'm one of those people that probably wouldn't check my app enough to keep up, and then I would open it up and have 20 notifications.
Yeah, I keep notifications turned off on my phone.
It would be like, you're going to die.
But see, I don't ever have this issue because I literally buy groceries and I eat all that I buy, and I then don't. I go buy more.
Well, you're single.
I'm single, and I eat out a lot.
Yeah, that makes it easier.
And your imaginary kids are perfect, so they eat perfectly at home.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Well, it is something that most of us are challenged to keep up with. We end up throwing away a lot of food. 18 to 24-year-olds throw away. 83% of them admit to having thrown away some produce they were unsure about. 25 to 34-year-olds are even worse with over $400 a year.
Have you ever had that addiction, that ice cream addiction, and you go to your freezer and you open it and it's got all that freezer burn on it? You're like, I'm just going to scrape that off.
Can confirm you can eat it and you're fine.
Yeah,
I've done it plenty.
I have too.
You leave yours in there long enough to get freezer burn?
I know. I'm like Tom and his Nutella.
Yeah.
We need both go to the doctor, buddy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, houses with this sell for less.
Ghosts.
A ghost? Okay. It could be something. Or maybe someone died in that house.
Mm-hmm. A murder.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Houses on streets with embarrassing names actually sell for less than similar houses.
Booger Branch.
Booger Branch. Mm-hmm. That's right here in 6 Mile.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the statistics there, but that was mentioned on one of the funniest road names in America.
I could see how it would be a constant problem to have to give your address and have it be something embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they pick silly names like that. But I do know, just from talking with developers and stuff when we were building our house, it is a challenge for them to come up with new names for streets because, you know, they're all taken. And so they go in, there's no more St. Charles, there's no more Smith Street or, you know, Main Street. They're all taken, so they have to start getting creative.
Mm-hmm. So houses on streets with embarrassing names sell for less than similar houses, they say. This is like a 47-year research thing that they did.
Wow, wasted money.
Yeah, but they sell for anywhere from 20 to 10% less than other houses. So if you're living on a weird street name, what? Did I miss something?
Just weird. You said 20 to 10%.
Okay, 10 to 20%. Sorry. That's my dyslexia sitting in for me. But that's just a pretty significant amount if you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
You think about what road you live on right now, and these are some of the weird street names out there. I'm not making some of these up. Like Cato said, Booger Branch is real.
Yeah, I passed it once. I took a picture of it.
Yeah. I hope you're not making any of these up.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
This ain't a road. That's in Alabama. This ain't a road, which is kind of silly.
At least it should be Boulevard or Parkway.
Right. This ain't a road street.
Yeah.
You got Psycho Pathway, which, that's kind of interesting there.
Should just be Psychopath.
Yeah.
What is this? What's the name? This is in California, Tom.
Zizek Street.
It looks like something, that prescription drug or something.
It's ZZYZX.
If you take Zizek, here's your side effects.
It's actually some kind of sand wasp, but I don't know why you would choose that to name a street. That's like being mean to the post office.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because it was on the sheet of paper that Hawk showed me.
Oh, okay.
Is it really?
I've always...
It sounds like a road's name. Someone's.
That is so funny.
Okay. Oh, Tom's right.
I have friends that live on crazy street names, or they spelled weird, and every time somebody asks for their address, they have to spell it out. Mm-hmm. That would get on my nerves if I had to spell out my street.
Same with names. Time. Make it easy.
Yes.
All right. Here is Kickapoo Drive. Yeah.
Barefoot.
That's in Texas. Hey, listen, here's one for you. Fart from Poopin' Road.
Oh, my.
Yeah. What?
I don't even know how that got approved.
You must be out there. That's in Arkansas, just to let you know. I'm imagine living on that street.
Maybe they were going for, was it Farfenugan?
Yeah, for the old Volkswagen thing. Yeah. I was just thinking maybe Poopin' is a place, and this is far from Poopin'. And I wouldn't want to live in Poopin'.
You know what? I want to do my research. Did you read somewhere here that I didn't see?
I live in Poopin, South Carolina.
Okay, some people have a good name. Awesome Street is a place.
That's not bad.
Yeah. What if it's really run down, though?
Yeah, it's not really as awesome. Bucket of Blood Street.
Ew.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't seem at all like a good idea.
That's in Arizona.
So. Huh. I would love to know the story behind that.
I wonder if these people that own this big piece of property and they build roads on it, because you know a lot of times they can't come up with their own names.
They can, yeah.
Well, they'll name it after the family a lot of times.
Listen, somebody had to do that with this name. This is in Colorado. I'm not making this up.
Well, you know, but Colorado.
Here you go. Mm-hmm. Listen, a dog will lick his butt but won't eat a pickle road. Ain't making that up. That's a real road out there.
That's just stupid.
Imagine writing that on a envelope. Exactly. You'd have to wrap it around the other side.
It's more like a greeting card.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you have to write that address down every time? That ain't right.
I'd get one of those little stamps. Stamp my return address.
Okay, here's one in Alaska. You know why? It's Yellow Snow Road. That makes sense right there in Alaska, all the snow they have.
Well, where's the next rest area? It's too far away.
Yeah. And then... that's the biggest ones.
I did the research. Bucket of Blood Street is used to be called Terrell's Cottage. It was a saloon, and they had a shootout in 1886 that got so violent that buckets of blood ran on the floor.
Ooh!
So they changed the name to capitalize on the infamy, and apparently the street's still named after it, even though the saloon is long gone.
Aww.
That's crazy that they have a street named Bucket of Blood.
Yeah.
Imagine how sticky those floors were.
You got
bar tar.
You got Butt Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I live on Butt Road.
With two T's?
Yes, with two T's.
Wow.
Yeah. Katie Crotch Road is in Portland, New Portland, Maine.
Poor Katie.
Yeah, I'm like, does Katie live on this road? Wow.
Katie Perry?
Katie moved away years ago. Yeah. She was bullied out of that town.
All right, so you need to be careful when you're picking a house to see what street it's on.
Well, I think that's something you would notice.
I agree, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would definitely not get one of those.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I've been accused of being grumpy before, and I think I figured out what at least half of the year could have been.
Huh.
I never drank coffee before. I always drank sodas in the morning, but I just found a study today that says that people who consume a lot of warm drinks in the winter tend to have fewer issues with depression and insomnia.
Huh.
Not true.
So what I needed to do that whole time was just drink coffee, and I would have been happy.
Well, yeah, you could.
Seems logical.
Or you could have had your soda warm, just warm it up.
I bet you got hot chocolate. I have apple cider in my pantry.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
But I never make it, even though I like it. It's just for some reason, it's like I don't think to do it.
Yeah.
You can even make that with K-Cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They make those.
They're not as good.
Oh, they're not?
The hot chocolate and the apple cider are not as good in K-Cups. I've had both.
But they're easy.
Hot chocolate's got to have milk in it. Like, you know, I want that.
Well, you can add that. You just... like creamer.
Well, I just like to make it on the stove.
Yeah, that's how a friend of mine does. It's really good. They can do it in the crock pot, too.
You can, yeah.
Yes.
That simmers all day long.
Yeah.
Super chocolate, and the kids are bouncing off the wall.
Well, it doesn't just have to be warm drinks. They found that hot foods like soup also helped.
I love soup.
Comfort foods.
What about chili?
Chili's a great one for the winter.
Yes, it is.
You've inspired me. In fact, I think I'm going to make chili sometime this week.
Oh, I have three Ziploc bags in my freezer where I made a batch.
I have had chili 2 days in a row.
We can tell.
We know.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing.
They say one of the reasons that this might happen is because your body has to work harder to digest cold food because it's got to warm it up first and then digest it. Whereas the hot food comes in, doesn't have to heat it up because it's already warm.
Supposedly it's the same when you're drinking water while you're eating. Same thing. You're not actually supposed to have ice water with your meals.
Because it makes it harder for it to eat everything, to digest it.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I read an article the other day, I believe, that I am not making this up, but it said the reason that more heart attacks after drinking cold, icy water than if you just drank it lukewarm.
And sometimes you can feel it. Like, you ever drink something really cold and it goes down, and you're like, it's burning my soul. And then it passes and you're like, okay, I'm okay.
Okay, well, they say something as simple as the temperature of what we eat can have real impact on our health. So it kind of makes sense because I think most of us do know how good it feels to eat something nice and hot when it is cold outside. It just warms your core.
Yeah.
Except that slice of pizza.
Well, that's because it just burns your mouth.
The roof of your mouth, yeah.
Yes, it does.
You have to be careful with coffee on that, too.
I like warm food. I don't like super hot food. Anything like, you know, oatmeal and stuff like that, it burns you if you eat too hot.
It makes you realize why Goldilocks was so picky.
Yeah.
I get it. If it's too hot, that's miserable. If it's cold, that's miserable, too.
Bring my food out a little bit warm, if you don't mind. I have a thermometer out there in my meatloaf.
And people think I'm weird when I say, like, McDonald's, when they give you them fresh fries. Right out of the fryer and they hand them to you. I don't like that. Give me the ones that's sitting in that little thing for a, you know, for a little bit.
When I get the hot ones, I hold them in front of the air conditioner vent and then I eat it.
I do that too. Yeah. Those egg bites from Starbucks. Have you had those?
They're delicious.
They're steaming hot, though, when they give them to you.
Yeah, but if you put them in front of the AC, it's like a BOGO because you get like a scented car ride and you get yummy food.
I guess I should do it that way. I stick mine out the window sometimes. I've lost a sausage before. Where'd that go? It's now just an egg sandwich, egg biscuit.
Well, this is a great reason for you to make some hot super chili. Drink something warm, get some cider or hot chocolate out, and it's going to actually help your health.
Yeah.
Now, what if it's chilled, but it's a hot flavor, like a hot, you know, like a fireball?
Spices is not the same.
Well, alcohol, that one, you're talking about drinking something.
Yeah. That'll warm you.
It'll warm you up.
I don't think it's the same, though. But it's worth a try, Kato.
I know you will.
Well, I'm going to warm up my ice cream before I eat it. All winter long.
Attaboy.
Done that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I tell you, people, they just know how to make money. I'm not gifted in this area. You know, you started out with some of the things like Uber. I mean, we had taxis forever, and then all of a sudden someone's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just make this app where any Joe out there can go pick up somebody and make some money. Mm-hmm. Then you got DoorDash where, you know, people are just bringing you food. It's a
Instacart.
It blows me away. Yeah. Then Airbnbs. You go and you stay at this place at somebody's house. It's not a hotel anymore or a motel. You're staying at somebody's house and they're making money doing this. Have you heard the latest? And I wish I had this the other night. I went to a concert in Columbia. I don't normally do that. And I had no idea where to park at the Colonial Life Arena because over there, you know, you're at the college and it's like nowhere to park if you're late. And they have this new thing called ParkingCupid.com. Have you seen this?
No.
It's how Americans now find parking, and they're connecting with drivers with unused private parking spaces through this simple online platform. So now you're looking for a parking space. All the parking lots say full. You got, okay, I got Larry's house down here. I can just go park in his driveway and pay him with this app. Is that not incredible?
It's awesome. Interesting.
Well, people have been doing this. Like, I grew up near the beach, and it would pack out after a certain time. And so people would say, you can park on my lawn for a fee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of genius.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's by, like, a venue, like, you know, where they're having concerts. Right. I mean, the only thing close to me, I guess, I'm out there in Scuffletown. You got Heritage Park. You'd have to walk a ways to get to Heritage Park. I mean, about 4 or 5 miles.
I think I'd rather park at that grocery store right near the entrance.
An Uber over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you could do that. But this is launched in, like, the big cities, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. But they look at driveways, garages, even, you know, private lots. Very interesting, though.
What's it called?
It's called ParkingCupid.com.
Okay, I don't find it on the App Store, but there are others.
It's new. Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like Best Parking, Spot Angels, Spot Hero, Pay By Phone Parking.
This is like all these girls and guys coming up with these great ideas. I'm like, and they make this app or whatever, and before you know it, you can make the knockoff app and still make money off that. How about like for bathrooms? And I thought, I was like, did we not hear long ago where you could just go to someone's bathroom? Like if you're out Scuffletown, you be out Scuffletown, you're near my house, I could just get on that app. And matter of fact, you could, just stop by if your woman needs to go use a restroom or whatever, take a shower, go ahead. There's a towel right there.
But when you hate using like a rest area or public restrooms,
yeah,
that you can use a private restroom at least in someone's house.
We had a commercial for that not long ago.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a Airbnb, but it was air bathroom.
Airbnb or something like that. But I just think it's amazing how, you know, we adapt and we overcome, we change things up. Now you got, you know, the Airbnbs, you got the ParkingCupid.com now where you can just find a place to park. Very interesting. And even DoorDash has just changed the way the world works now. But our buddy Nate Bergetzi, he has a little shtick about that. Here it is.
DoorDash is what's going to kill me. I mean, I look at it at night like it's Tinder. I ordered it one night, so I like McDonald's. And so I got a number one with no onions. And McDonald's, they do have a McFlurry, but they only let you do one size. I don't care for that. So I was going to get a Blizzard. And I double dashed it. And double dashing is when you just keep peppering the guy. You know, you're like, what else is open around you? You know, maybe go see if they got nerds in that gas station. So I ordered it. But it, for some reason, I thought it was going to be the same guy, but they put it in two different drivers. So they separated. Now I'm like watching the GPS and I'm like, they're going to come at the same time. Like it's not, it's like in my worst nightmare. So I need one of them to get in a wreck. It happens. I mean, I see them both. They both make the turn at the same time. I'm mortified. The McDonald's comes in, drops it off. Dairy Queen has to let him back out. He was just in the cul-de-sac. Like, I was having construction done at my house at 11 o'clock at night. He just, no, go ahead.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and T's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.